Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, I don't mind if we do. Go ahead and shake that booty. It's okay. Earth, Wind, and Fire, your artist of the day. I love me some EWF.
I'm surprised you're not air drumming. You're chair dancing, but you're not air drumming. Mm.
Love the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You've got the music in you, and it obviously wants out.
I think that's an accurate statement.
Kara Markser, how are you?
I'm good.
I've missed you. I haven't seen you for 100 million years.
Oh, may I?
You may.
Guess who found themselves a job today?
So excited for you. I feel like you've been looking for forever.
I thought we weren't going to talk about it.
Awesome news, sir.
But yeah, Mama is now gainfully employed. That's all I'm going to say for now. I don't want to give it away because it's a whole thing and it's a thing. But let's just say Mama has been unemployed for 7 months.
Thanks, Trump.
7 months. It's been the longest 7 months of my life. But this job is going to allow me to continue to fill in on the Dana and Park show whenever I want.
And thank you to the Trump economy, Michael Mackey now has a job.
It is a good day. It was a good it was a good afternoon when they offered me the job.
Homie had 3 job offers the other day in one day.
Yeah.
When it rains, it pours, huh?
When I can't get so much as one interview, and then all of a sudden it's like I have 3 job offers.
He calls me and he goes, you're not going to believe this.
I said, are you sitting down? Sit down. Sit down.
I said, God works in mysterious ways. And he says, she does.
I go home, universe. You're drunk.
And then thank you, universe.
So you were like the you were the third person I told today. So there you go. Kara Markser being the fourth because just by proxy, since you were like right there.
I feel special.
Did you see Kimmel the other night?
No.
So Wicket tweeted about this today. It's fascinating to watch.
I can't stay up that late these days.
Well, I know. But Kimmel.
You go to bed when the streetlights come on.
Pretty much.
Kimmel went, he's basically taken over the jaywalking segment from Jay Leno. And they go out in the streets and they ask people questions or they tell them, can you do this or whatever. They went out. Let me just paint the picture so everybody knows what they're watching or listening to. They go out on the streets of Los Angeles. And
I swear the dumbest people live in L.A.
They must. They have
it's the land of fruits and nuts.
They have a map of the world.
I love you, Rodney.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It's a map of the world.
Okay.
Every border is clearly marked.
Okay.
But there is not a name for any country on this map. It's about, say, 3 feet by 4 feet.
So like when you give Dana geography quizzes.
So, right. It's a big board.
Map.
Yeah, it's a big map, about 3 feet by 4 feet. And it's
bless
up,
you.
Yeah, bless you, brother.
I even hit the cough button.
It's up on an easel, and they just stop people at random, and they say, here is a map of the world. Mm-hmm. They give them a little pointer.
Mm-hmm.
And by pointer, I mean a stick. And they say, pick any country on this map.
Any.
Any country.
Don't matter.
It does not matter. It could be the United States. It could be Mexico, Canada, whatever.
Okay.
Russia.
Tell us what that country is.
The president is overseas. He's visiting Belgium, England, Scotland, and then his pal Putin in Finland. It's a big trip with many important ramifications. It's imperative that America has strong relationships with and knowledge about people in other lands. And that responsibility extends to all of us, not just the president. So we came up with a test. The test is very simple. When out on the street, we ask people who are passing by to name a country on a map. That's it. We had a map. We said, name a country, any country. And here's how that went.
Can you name any country on this map?
Honestly, my geography is so horrible. I can't name anything. Like,
try
nothing.
Naming something.
Is it South Africa?
Nope.
We had the country of Asia.
Nope.
By the way, when she said, is this South Africa, she pointed at Brazil.
Oh, God.
That's a continent, and that's whoops. Russia.
Oh, damn. I'm silly.
That's okay.
Man, it's been a while since I've been in school.
That's okay. Any country on the map.
Africa.
That's a continent.
Country. Damn it.
How about a country in Africa?
I know South Africa is over here somewhere.
He's pointing at Western, Northwestern Africa. And he said this is South Africa.
No, it's
down here, yeah.
Yeah, it's south.
Oops.
Can you name any country on this map?
Yeah. Africa?
That's a continent.
Oh, God.
Can you name any countries in Africa?
God, no. Who knows stuff like that?
Can you name any country on this map?
Yes. Africa.
That's a continent.
Oh, country.
Greenland or Iceland or something?
That's Alaska.
Okay, Greenland, what? Iceland. He points at Alaska.
But why does everyone immediately say Africa? Is that the only continent people, and they all think it's a country?
Alaska. Any country.
Not at all.
And on the entire map.
This is so horrible.
Where's America?
I would say this big one, but I'm probably...
She pointed at Russia.
Russia.
Oh, my God.
Probably wrong.
You're definitely wrong.
Okay.
Can you name any country on this map?
Oh, my gosh. Shouldn't I be taught this in school?
Yes, you should have.
So. South America.
That's a continent.
Oh, my God.
Then... How about a country in South America?
Yeah. Honduras is... Here.
First of all, Honduras is in Central America.
I was
going to
say
South America.
Not South America.
Yeah. Name any country in Europe.
Is this one Europe?
No.
This one?
She just pointed at Australia for Europe.
No.
Well, it's European-like.
Can you name a single country in Africa?
Was this Africa?
No, again, that's South America.
No idea.
Can you name a country in South America?
Okay, this is South America.
Yes, can you name a country in it?
No, I can't.
Did you go to high school?
Yes.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, that's a sad part.
Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, Brazil.
The kid's, the kid's 10.
Colombia, Venezuela, Mexico, United States, Canada, Greenland, Iceland, Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea.
He Papua New Guinea.
The 10-year-old. The 10-year-old nailed it.
Nailed it. There's hope for the future. I love listening to people that, you know, did you graduate high school? Of course. Did you go to college? Of course.
My geography
Do you know anything? No. That always makes me feel better about myself and my decisions not to continue to go to junior high and on to high school.
It also makes me wonder what those people do for a living.
That you couldn't point
They probably
out,
have really important jobs yeah. to decide your fate.
How could they not know where the United States
right?
is?
Right?
Yeah, when someone says, can you name a country, don't you immediately go, this one?
I don't know whether that's funny or sad.
How do you not know where Canada is?
Or Mexico.
Probably been there on vacation.
I've shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Jody Mitchell. Two things real quick. Okay. I was not trying to insult anyone. Maybe I was. Other than name countries on a map, writes 5388, what can you do that these people cannot? Are you better than them? I asked 6 surgeons to name countries. None of them could. Not a single one. And they save lives every day. So what
Settle
is
down,
your
Francis?
Point? First of all, let me parse this text just a little bit, if I could. Other than name countries on a map, what can you do that these people cannot? I don't know, because I don't know what they do. Are you somehow better than them? No, I'm not, except at picking countries on a map. I asked 6 surgeons to name countries. None of them could. None. And they save lives every day. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe.
You randomly go have 6 surgeon friends. Listen, I don't have 6 surgeon friends. What do? Go into a hospital and just pick a surgeon and ask them to pick a country on a map? Unless you are a doctor, 5388, and if you are, you're a very thin-skinned one. Unless you're a doctor, you don't have 6 surgeon friends to just go ask, pick a country on a map. So I'm calling you a liar on that.
Unless your family is all surgeons and you're the black sheep.
Yeah.
I feel like 5388 should switch to decaf. That is what I feel like.
You do not have 6 surgeon friends, and even if you did, you did not go approach them with a map. And he finishes by saying, what's your point? My point is simple, and I think it's Kimmel's point, that Americans, when it comes to geography, are incredibly uneducated. I don't think that's breaking news.
Here's the thing, okay? I don't know why there's a large portion of our population that believes we live in some sort of post-joke society. You know what? It's called humor. Lighten up. Get a sense of humor. Relax. It's okay to see or hear something and go, that's funny.
That's funny.
That's it. That's the point. Ha, that's funny. I enjoyed that, and my day's a little brighter today. I'm sorry that your life sucks. Dig a hole, bury your head in it, and shut up.
God, I love you.
I love you too, Rodney.
I love you like a man should not love a man.
I love you like a man should love a man.
Thank you both, and I accept your love in many ways.
By the way, it was on this date in 1923 that the famous Hollywood sign went up in Los Angeles. Rod, what did the sign originally say? Because it was not Hollywood.
It was, go back to Mexico. No, it was.
Rodney.
It was Hollywood Land.
That's right. It was Hollywood Land.
That seems a little lengthy.
Now, Rod, I am very good at predicting what?
Stupid.
That's right. I am very good at predicting stupid things that are going to happen. Here is my bold prediction for today. At some point in the next 10 years, the Hollywood sign will be taken down.
That is prime real estate. I mean,
why?
Like primo real estate.
Rod, I'm very good at predicting stupid. I am saying and I am predicting, like Nostra Dumbass, that I am. That is my nickname, Nostra Dumbass. Nostra Dumbass has looked into his crystal ball. And Nostra Dumbass has predicted the Hollywood sign will come down, and it will come down with protest in the next 10 years because Hollywood Land, when it went up in 1923, was an advertisement, and it was only supposed to be up on that mountain for 6 months.
Right.
It was an advertisement for a segregated all-white community in Los Angeles to be called Hollywood Land. It was only later, when the movies started to be produced nearby, that they started calling it Hollywood and decided to keep the sign up on the mountain. Because Hollywood Land, which is now known as Hollywood, was originally designed as a segregated housing community, it is my prediction, as Nostra Dumbass, that in the next 10 years, the Hollywood sign will be taken down. Kara Markser, you are the person who has to monitor all of my Nostra Dumbass predictions.
Yep.
The Hollywood sign is coming down in 10 years.
Why is the Hollywood
sign? We already went over that. It was an advertisement for a segregated all-white community.
You have to keep track of all this Nostra Dumbass commentary.
It's a lot of work.
Here, that takes a village.
But, Kara, do I get them more right than wrong?
You do, actually. It's kind of scary.
You know what's funny about that is I could see the state coming out and saying, well, in the interest of being not racist and everyone getting along, we're going to take this down because we feel it's a symbol. And in all actuality, they're going, you know how much money we can get for that land? You know how many big, fat houses on stilts we can put up there? Yeah.
No, but it's also prime real estate.
No, you've never been. You drive around, they have houses hanging on the side. Like,
do they really?
Like a 9x9 plot. But it has a mansion on it because it's only 9 foot of it's attached to the ground. The rest of it's hanging off the side of a cliff.
Madonna lives like 4 feet from the Hollywood sign. I know this because I once went to Madonna's house.
Was she there?
Not personally invited, of course. I just sort of drove up to and where Madonna
security
lives.
Security said, sounds amazingly I'm going to have to ask you to leave, sir.
Well, it's Madonna. Huh.
Madonna, Madonna.
Madonna, Madonna. I mean, you've gone to Sheboygan to see where Thin Lizzy was born. Where do they live?
In Ireland.
Poughkeepsie.
They're from Ireland.
Where are they? Where are Thin Lizzy from?
Ireland!
Oh, I knew that.
How many times do we have to say it?
Oh, I don't pay attention.
Newsroom Kara Markser. By the way, you're wondering what great country act this is. This is Led Zeppelin.
It's the Zepp.
From the album In Through the Outdoor, the song is called Hot Dog. All right, Led Zeppelin, here we go. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. A follow-up on a story that we brought to you yesterday. We were telling you about this man in Chicago, Rod. You remember this. And he was drunk. And he, allegedly drunk, sorry. He confronted a woman in a city park who was wearing a Puerto Rico shirt. And he was saying, hey, why are you wearing that shirt? This is the United States of America.
America.
Are you an American?
America.
She said, yes, I'm an American. And he said, well, you shouldn't be wearing that shirt here in the United States of America. Well, she's from Puerto Rico. And I need not remind everyone that Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
Except when they get hit by a hurricane.
However, he has now been charged with hate crimes. Here's the story from ABC News.
In Chicago, the man accused of harassing a woman wearing a T-shirt with a Puerto Rican flag. And there are now new questions about a police officer also seen in that video. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
You should not be wearing that in the United States of America. Okay.
In the disturbing to watch, now gone viral video, this man can be heard verbally assaulting Mia Irizarry because she's wearing a T-shirt with the Puerto Rican flag.
My point is, why are you wearing that?
Because I can.
As the barrage of insults continues at the Chicago Forest Preserve, Irizarry pleads with a nearby officer to help.
Officer, I feel highly uncomfortable. Can you please grab him?
Are you an American citizen?
Please.
Puerto Rico, a U.S. commonwealth, is home to more than 3 million American citizens. Irizarry tries to keep a safe distance.
Can you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me? Can you please get away from me?
The verbal attack finally ends when other cops arrive and arrest the man, Tim Tribus, the officer who stood by without helping, now under investigation.
The officer should have stepped in and he should have done something. And I think that's the reason that we're here today.
David, that man has been charged with assault and disorderly conduct. The officer in question is now on desk duty pending outcome of the investigation. David?
Alex Perez with us.
He's now been charged with hate crimes.
And the police officer has now resigned.
The video of the exchange sparked outrage, and even Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello weighed in, called it appalling, said he and Puerto Rican, the print's so small and I need glasses, my God. Here's my concern. The man was acting a fool, and he sounds as if he is drunk.
Lit like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. His behavior is unacceptable. And if you want to charge him with disorderly conduct or even trespassing, because she had rented that pavilion in the park in Chicago, I'm fine with that. I get very nervous, and I'm not defending what he said to her. If you're an American, you shouldn't be wearing that shirt here in the United States of America. Are you an American? He clearly is a dumb moron. As if there's another kind of moron. And he doesn't realize that Puerto Rico is part of the United States of America. Maybe some of you wish Puerto Rico was not. Well, that's too bad. But I get very concerned when we start charging people with hate crimes for the words that come out of their mouth.
Now, he was initially charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct and misdemeanor assault charges, and then they were upgraded to 2 counts of felony hate crimes. So there you go.
He clearly doesn't like her because she's Puerto Rican, which is to say he doesn't like her because she's Hispanic. But it bothers me and it concerns me when we start charging people for the word. He never touched her. Did he come, in the video, it looks like he comes uncomfortably close to her?
I think he did swat at the brother. I think they got into a skirmish.
Did he touch anyone?
I think he the brother, but not her.
There's no sign of that in the video that she took.
Okay.
We have to be very careful when we charge people for the words that come out of their mouth. Because what's next? The KKK? Westboro Baptist Church, maybe you're of the opinion, and I don't know, maybe you're of the opinion that people should be charged with hate crimes if they say things that are hateful. Get out of this country, you blank. Go back to where you came from, you blank. There is nothing... Well, there are, but there are a few things more despicable than watching a KKK rally or a neo-Nazi rally. There are a few things more disturbing than watching a video like this where a man is yelling at a woman for being a Puerto Rican and asking her, "Are you an American?" Because he's too dumb to realize that Puerto Ricans are Americans. But do we need to start making hateful speech a hate crime? I ask out of ignorance. Because I don't know that I want to live in a country where if you say something that offends me or is detestable, that all of a sudden you are, and I think Mackie just said it, a felon or a suspected felon. He's charged with felony hate crime. For what? Being a bigot? Is being a bigot against the law? Is being a bigot or a racist a crime? Are you not legally, I'm not defending it. But are you legally allowed to hate somebody because of the color of their skin? Because of their religion? Maybe even because of their gender? Or where they come from?
Now, each count is a class 3 felony, and he could get probation or up to 2 to 5 years in prison if he's convicted. So,
for what he said.
And clearly he was, and I'm not condoning this, but he was obviously drunk out of his mind.
576-7798. 576-7798. Donna in Shawnee. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hey.
Hi.
I just wanted to make the point that some of the things that he was saying to her when he was in his rant are the exact same things that were said to the people that were shot and killed at the bar in Olathe at Austin's Bar and Grill. That's what happens when you mix drinking, your hate for Hispanics or any other culture that's not ours, I guess you could say. That's what happens. They go home, they get a gun, they come back and they kill people. So, yeah. That cop should have jumped in a long before he did. Well, he never did. The other cops did.
But that's not my point. I realize, Donna, your argument that certainly a crime was committed, and the crime arguably was either trespassing or disorderly conduct. And you'll get no argument from me at all. Does that qualify as a hate crime, the words that come out of your mouth?
Well, I guess, unfortunately, now it does. I mean, I guess we've gotten to that point that now hate crime is a big deal now. And whether this went above and beyond what it should have been, hate crime's a big deal. And they're not taking it lightly. And they're not obviously not taking a cop that's going to stand by and do nothing.
Well, Donna, you're getting off track. I'm not worried about the cop. You're right. The cop should have been fired. There was a crime that was being committed. That crime was either trespassing because she rented the pavilion, or it was disorderly conduct because he was being loud and obnoxious and acting a fool in public. But let's stay focused. The words out of his mouth have led him to be charged with felony hate crime. 2 counts. Is that a crime, the words that come out of your mouth?
You know, I think that's what I'm trying to say is I don't know that it should be charged 2 felony counts as a hate crime. What I'm saying is, the only thing I'm saying is that's the kind of conduct that leads to the things that have happened recently in this country.
Okay.
Everywhere.
All right.
In this country.
Okay, Donna. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks for the call. 576-7798. Michael Mackey for MichaelMackey.com. And for Dana Wright, Rod Babcock. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Soundtrack of Rocky IV. James Brown. Love this song. So the guy in Chicago who approaches and verbally yells at a woman about her Puerto Rico shirt has now been charged with felony hate crimes. There is no evidence that he touched anyone. Tim in Lee Summit. Tim, hello.
Tim.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi.
So, do I think this guy should have been charged with a hate crime? No. But to answer your question, part of it is they probably charged him with as high as possible so that they would negotiate it down in the first place.
Okay.
That said, my point is where would you draw the line, whether it's a hate crime or not? Written speech or spoken speech?
God, no.
Right. So here's what it is. It comes down to it's probably more of a, they probably, A, overinflated it to negotiate it down. Second of all, speech can be traumatic to someone if done in the wrong way, and that may not be as apparent to you, Scott, as other people who are part of a minority.
Now, I've heard the same argument on the text line. You asked me a question, I think. I don't know that it was rhetorical. I think it was directed at me. Where do I draw the line? Speech can be a crime. There's no doubt about it. Speech is a crime when your words incite others into violence. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
And he didn't threaten to kill her. He's just a bigot.
There's no indication he threatened her with anything, and there's no indication on the video that he touched her. Your question to me was, where do you draw the line on a hate crime?
Totally rhetorical, but yeah.
Okay, can I answer it anyway?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Right.
Okay. I would say that any time your words that are filled with hate, which would normally incite violence, or any time where you make physical contact with somebody that is intended to threaten or harm based on your own bigoted views regarding their race, their gender, their religion, etc. That's when I think you cross the line into it being a hate crime.
Right. And so, again, I don't think that this particular case should have been a hate crime per se. However, you probably agree that it's probably an overflated case in the first place so that they would negotiate it down.
I need a lawyer or somebody in the law and field of law enforcement to enlighten me on what a criminal threat is.
Rob,
it doesn't sound like.
Rob in Kansas City. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good. Well. Thanks, man.
Hey, so basically my take on this is what the guy did was despicable. It was hateful, but I don't think it was a hate crime. And I just real quick would cite the example of the case that just happened here recently in L.A., where I believe the lady's name is LaQuisha Jones,
yes.
The African-American lady that beat the elderly Hispanic man with a brick and allegedly told him to go back to his own country. Mm-hmm. As she was doing this, according to every news account that I've read or heard, and then I double-checked today on NBC.com, that she is not being charged with a hate crime, although everything she did meets the criteria for a hate crime.
Agreed.
She is not being charged with it. So I think in this country there's a, and I'm not trying to sound like a, you know, a whine or anything. I'm full disclosure, I'm a white guy. But I think there is a double standard in this country when it comes to how crimes are judged, whether they're a hate crime or not. I think there's more leniency if a person of color does the same crime to a white person. There's more leniency to say, well, no, it wasn't really a hate crime. Yeah. But if a white person does it to a person of color, then I think they're quicker to jump to it was a hate crime. They need to put that on there. They need to somehow, you know, to teach us that this is wrong.
I think that's a fair criticism, and I think it plays into the thinking of some people that if you are black or if you are Hispanic or whatever minority you pick, that you inherently cannot be racist, which I find to be absolutely laughable, that because you happen to be a minority, you are incapable of racism. But there are a lot of people who believe that if you are black, you cannot be a racist.
No, and I've recently been just trying to research it, trying to better understand it. I've learned the perspective is because as white people, we are, quote unquote, in power, and people who are people of color have never been in power, therefore they can't be racist.
That is their argument. That is correct, and I find it to be a fallacy. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
To the newsroom, here is Kara Marxer.
Happening now on KMBZ, more indictments today in the Mueller probe. That's next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.